Talking today with Susan Allen with Dairy Max. And Susan, we're here in the middle of the month of June, and we're smack dab in the middle of Dairy Month, a traditional celebration for the dairy industry. And I know that dairy producers and those that are supporters of the dairy industry really excited about the opportunity this year to talk about a lot of things going on for our milk products and dairy products.
Right. There are a lot of great things going on for dairy and dairy farmers right now. Of course, you know, we want to sell more milk, and Dairy Month is a way to just kind of pat the back of those dairy farmers that work hard every day out in, you know, temperatures like today, and also in the winter when it's really cold. They work hard every day to provide us a wholesome, nutritious product that can help make our families healthier by getting those 3 servings a day. And then, you know, we're going to talk too about how that fits into a healthy diet, and how kids can be a little bit more healthier at school by getting those 3 servings and celebrating Dairy Month.
Now, the dairy industry has come up with something called the 30 Days of Dairy. Tell me about that.
We have a little tool on the National Dairy Council website called 30 Days of Dairy, and it gives tips, you know, the 3 servings of dairy a day, what a serving size is so that we can get the right proportion, and it gives us tips on how to get more dairy, you know, that one extra serving that we need 3, we're only getting about 2. So it gives us tips on breakfast, snacks, dinner, and some recipes on how, you know, to incorporate those into our diets.
Now, when we think about the whole idea of getting that extra serving of dairy, I know that the dairy industry was excited that dairy was kind of a major part of the USDA rollout of MyPlate.
Right. MyPlate was introduced earlier this month, and it's a replacement for MyPyramid that we've known for a few years. But the nice thing about this new tool that USDA put out is dairy is an integral part of every meal. And that can help us think about having either a glass of milk or some yogurt or some cheese at every single meal. If we do that, we're going to get our 3 servings of every day. And that helps us, you know, the calcium helps us with strong bones, helps us have healthy bodies. There's protein. There's 9 essential nutrients in dairy. And that MyPlate tool from the schoolhouse to the White House shows us that dairy is an integral part of these meals.
The schoolhouse, something that's been fun, that Oklahoma's had a lot of excitement about, along, you know, all across the country, but we've had several great events, I know, with the Fuel Up to Play 60, a lot of schools that you've been working with that have gotten involved.
Right. Speaking of the schoolhouse, Fuel Up to Play 60 is that program that can help MyPlate come to life in schools. It's the National Dairy Council, National Football League, and it helps kids make those good choices like their 3 servings of dairy plus fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, and get that all-important 60 minutes of physical activity every day. And we know that schools are having budget problems right now across the board. There is funding available through Fuel Up to Play 60. Every campus in the country can apply for funding to help bring this program to life in their school for their kids to help them be healthier.
When we think about, you know, the Fuel Up to Play 60 type concept and some of the other things that you've been doing, you really are trying in many, many cases to reach that younger generation.
We are trying to reach that younger generation. This is the first generation, according to the 2010 Dietary Guidelines for Americans, that are not going to outlive their parents if we keep going the way that they are. This is the first time that Dietary Guidelines have said that kids are unhealthy, and we want to make them healthier. Children are obese, and we need to work together to help them understand that it's about healthy eating, it's about balance, it's about looking at the big picture and getting the nutrients in foods rather than nutrient void foods. So making those calories count, and then getting that 60 minutes of physical activity every day.